Audio point 3. This area is known as the Donkey Stand, and it is where the seawall was built out around a house that once stood here, and was Parkgate's first assembly room. Later converted to seawater baths, it was demolished in 1840. After 1871, when the bank holidays were introduced, donkey rides were available from here to the South Slip. There is a sandstone plinth with an information plaque sited on the Donkey Stand. If you look across the road, you will see a building with an iron balcony. This is Balcony House, which comprised the assembly room and the billiard room. Sea bathing visitors in the late 18th century joined an assembly for cards and dancing for a shilling, and could also enjoy coffee and newspapers, or they could play billiards. Continuing on past the Pretty Red Lion, which was first recorded as a public house in 1822, you pass a group of tall 18th century houses and then reach Mostyn Square. Pause the audio until you get there. Mostyn Square is named after the Mostyn family, who owned Parkgate and most of Neston from 1672 until 1849, when it was sold off in lots at public auction. The road uphill from here formed the boundary of the ancient townships of Great Neston and Leighton. To the north of the boundary in medieval times was Leighton Wood, and to the south lay Neston Park. The origins of the name Parkgate lie in this deer park, which was enclosed in about 1250. 350 years later, this estuary anchorage, together with the few houses that had sprung up in the park, was first referred to as Parkgate. If you look towards the back of the square, you will notice St Thomas's Church, which dates from 1843. This was firstly Congregational, then Presbyterian, and from 1910 Church of England. It is currently being leased by locals and is undergoing renovation and repair to provide a community building and church. Behind the church is the old schoolhouse, which was built in 1860 as an infant school and used until 1967 when a new primary school was built further up the road. To one side of the church, School Lane leads up past Mostyn Cottage. Then to the left, you might be able to glimpse the row of grand houses, Leighton Bonastre, Bonastre Cottage and Brockley, which were built as four houses between 1791 and 95 by the Liverpool architect George Cripps. If you look to the other side of the church, you will notice Coast Guard Lane, and you can see here the pretty Coast Guard cottages of 1860, which were built when the Royal Navy took over the Coast Guard service, not realising that Parkgate was no longer a port. Four Coast Guard families were installed here. Beyond Mostyn Square, you pass more shops and restaurants. Of note is Mealer's Shop, where you may buy shrimps for which Parkgate is famous. Now walk from Mostyn Square, following the sea wall, until you reach Middle Slip on the left-hand side, just past the railings opposite the watch house. Stop here and play audio point 4.